We have to talk about something in this presentation that is very important. We can talk about impressions, first impressions. We can talk about the techniques of communication. We can talk about being people smart in ministry in various ways. But Roger Ailes points something out that's very important. If you can master one element of personal communications that is more powerful than anything we've discussed, it is the quality of being likable. Roger Ailes, he calls it, I call it, he says, the magic bullet. Because if your audience likes you, they'll forgive just about anything else you do wrong. I remember in my first church, it was a hot day in Yakima, Washington. It was my second sermon. And I love people. I'm kind of an extrovert. And God has, even back then, there was I think enough of a likableness in me to have this congregation forgive what I did next. It was a hot day. My supervisor was in the front row. I was sweating. It was almost 100 degrees in Yakima, Washington. And I moved my tie and I took it off. Then I grabbed my collar and I pulled it. And for whatever reason, I pulled it and I flashed the congregation. My wife wanted to hide behind the back row. I wanted to hide. I buttoned back up, turned around. I addressed the audience with a smile and a laugh and said, oops. And everybody laughed. And it didn't matter that I flashed the congregation in the second sermon I've ever done. Because no matter how poorly I did, and that was actually very bad, there's something about being likable. So let's talk about that. Can I really do something about being likable? Maybe you're just not a likable person in your mind, and can I do something to change? Well, this is a very tricky subject because the magic bullet, likability, is difficult to define. Almost no one can tell you exactly how to be likable. People who try too hard to be likable usually aren't. It appears almost as if some people are born likable and others will never be likable. But in fact, Roger Ailes says, you can do something about your like quotient. So, let's talk about that. Let's first of all, in talking about it then, talk about unlikable. What's it like to be unlikable? Let's define that a little bit. While no one can tell you exactly how to do it, it is possible to define some things that likable people have. It's also helpful to identify unlikable behavior so you can avoid it. People who are unlikable complain about their problems, jabber constantly about meaningless things, talk in a monotone voice. They are overly serious and rarely smile or joke about anything. And sometimes, or they are usually self-centered, Roger Ailes says. So those qualities as a pastor are very damaging to you, and you will not be that well liked. Qualities of being likable or unlikable, Roger Ailes talks about many. He says, one quality of likable people is that they are genuinely concerned about the well-being of other people. Now, I'll tell you this. As a pastor, if in your heart you don't have love and concern about those God calls you to minister to, you should get out of the pastorate. The people that you are called to minister to are not the enemy. It's not, oh, woe is me, I have to be a pastor to these people. No, you got to care about who they are. It is not the phony concern of, how are you today? I'm doing the rent-a-pastor job to you. No, it's, how are you today? Roger Ailes says, it's not the phony concern of, how are you today? And then the blank look about, or while the person answers. A guaranteed way to be unlikable is to talk down to others or to put them down. Here's another observation that Roger Ailes makes. At least one third of my clients have the problem of being too arrogant or aggressive, either as a speaker or as a listener. They turn others off and tune them out because they're over-projecting and under-absorbing. One of the unfortunate byproducts of success, and this can happen in ministry, is arrogance. So, what we need to be is need to be those who say, Lord, help me to be likable. Now, when I say this, I want to say something else. We're not saying be a pleaser, likable, where you sell your soul to please others without regard for what God wants, without what the Word wants. I'm not talking about some sick, unhealthy, pleasing pattern. I'm talking about general being a pleasant person that people want to be around. Remember, this is a people smart class in ministry. Well, let's talk about some unlikable phrases. Perhaps you're guilty of this too. Do you say unlikable, put down phrases to others like, you don't understand? Or, well, obviously, let me start at the beginning. In simple terms, let me explain something to you. You probably don't know this, but, and the list can go on and on of unlikable phrases. Or, you know, you're with someone else and someone couldn't attend an event and you keep bringing up, oh, I wish Liz could have been here. You know, you're not with Liz. Liz is not there. The other people are there. Enjoy them. These are unlikable phrases that more and more we want to get out of our vocabulary. We need to focus on what are those qualities of being likable and avoid those unlikable qualities. Another trait of likable people is that they are optimistic. Pessimistic people bring you down. Optimistic people bring you up. President Lincoln once said, the pessimist sees the difficulty in every opportunity, and the optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty. Now, somebody will say, you know, I'm just kind of a negative person, or that's just who I am. Well, do you want to be likable? As a pastor, a Christian leader, if you come into the room and you're basically always cutting everything apart, you know, I'm at this church, but this church is not doing this right, and the elders are doing this wrong, and you talk to people and you're listening to their story and you basically give negative energy, that is not going to make a likable pastor. Remember what Roger Ailes says. You can have all of the techniques down, but if you're not likable, you will be handicapped in your leadership. If someone asks you how you are feeling and you actually tell them that things are terrible, people are not going to want to be around you. Extremely shy, depressed people are generally not likable, even though we might have sympathy for them. Now, this is probably one of the hardest slides for me to copy and paste from Roger Ailes' books, because part of me sort of doesn't like how he says that. I don't really like the thought that shy or depressed people are not likable, because as a pastor, we have shy and depressed people in our congregations. We're called to minister to them. And we do that, and we do it gladly. And we're not going to show favoritism to a likable person or an unlikable person. So on one level, it's sort of an odd thing to say. But I want us to find the truth of this as a leader, as a pastor. If we're extremely shy or depressed, should we even be in ministry? See, this is as a leader. As a leader in Christ, by the grace of God, as a healthy person, if we're giving off shy, extremely shy or depressed vibes wherever we go, it's very, very unlikely that we are going to be liked. And if we're not liked, it's going to be hard to be followed. Now, it's like I talk about this, and you see my struggle about this. Like, on one level, I go, what is likability? Was some of the leaders in the Bible likable or not likable? And Jesus was likable, but he was not agreed with. The Apostle Paul, if we could hang around with him, I would imagine that he had a winsomeness about him, but he wasn't agreed with. I'm not saying that we sell our soul. I just want to keep reiterating that. So to be likable is the holy grail that we must all be. I'm just saying, in general, to be likable is very important. being around and optimistic. You know, optimists tend to respond to disappointment like being turned down for a job by formulating a plan of action and asking other people for help and advice. Pessimists often react to such difficulties by trying to forget the whole thing and assuming there's nothing they can do to change their circumstances. What kind of a person would you rather be around? We know the answer. We want to be around an optimist who has a plan. As a pastor, this is important to see the sunny side of life and to see what God is doing, not what God is not doing. Again, does this mean that we don't deal with raw emotions? Yes, we do. But our general disposition is to see what God is doing. Likeable people are almost never poor me, self-pitying people. If you've been around people who always tell you how the world's treating them badly or how their boss is treating them unfairly, quickly you want to get away. You get repelled. If you want to be likable, avoid being a poor me person. Likable people simply lend a hand, have a smile, mind their own business, laugh easily, especially at themselves. They often understand humor and can get others to laugh. So, here's just a few likability exercises. List 5 people whom you consider to be unlikable. Then list the characteristics about them that you don't like. Do the same with 5 people whom you consider to be likable. If you emulate the likable people, you'll even be more likable yourself. You can also become a better communicator in the process because you carry the magic bullet, likability, wherever you go. No matter how things are going for you, if you can take the time to realize that somebody else can use a lift, you will never be forgotten, and you will always be likable. Colossians 4, verse 6, let your conversations always be full of grace, seasoned with salt, and that seasoned with salt is preserving, so that you may know how to answer everyone. You know, likability is something that, as pastors, we have to be very careful about, because we can say to ourselves, oh, you know, I don't want to be all about an ego and all this other stuff. But I want to put it another way, is think of likability as just a healthy, winsome attitude, the joy of salvation that's in you. And you're going to be looking to glorify God in all areas of your life. That you're going to see you are a creation of God, that you are called, you have something to share, you have something to give. As a creation of God called into ministry, you are part of the cosmic building of the kingdom of God in the church and in other people's lives. You look at people as image bearers of God, in the church as redeemed image bearers, those who need Christ as image bearers, who need salvation, who need God. And your attitude is not to just bring some cloud into every situation, but it's to have that likable attitude. That when people look at you, they say, you know what? I want what that person has. There's something about the joy that's in that person's life that's winsome, that's attractive, like a holy jealousy develops. So as a pastor, as a Christian leader, think more and more about how to be likable. But when you do this, do not become likable to manipulate, to control. Be likable that you can be very effective in using your ministry gifts.